Okay, what's up? This particular podcast is like really random because usually y'all know I only come on here like every 2 weeks to a month. But I just had something on my mind really briefly. These public schools, you know, a lot of these public schools are like, they really have their priorities mixed up and they clearly don't stand by the right set of values, if that makes any sense at all. And the reason why I say this is because, okay, so my daughter, she's been sick a lot. You know, winter is here, kids get sick, you know. But her particular school, they're like encouraging kids to come to school sick. Now, you know, if you have the common cold, you know, that's fine. Common sense would say, oh yeah, you can go to school if you got a little sniffle, whatever. But I think a lot of these parents are getting confused and they're sending their children to school like really sick with like messed up illnesses. For example, like the pink eye. Well, we know damn well you're not supposed to send your kid to school with no damn pink eye or no damn stomach virus. And the reason why I talk about these specific illnesses is because my daughter seems to be coming down with stuff like back to back. And I've got her on a multivitamin, you know, been trying to introduce her to more fruits and vegetables. And, you know, whenever my five-year-old gets sick, then her little sister gets sick. So it's a pretty frustrating cycle to go through. And I know a lot of parents out there are probably having the same issues that I'm having with the school. But the real issue that I have with her school is the fact that it seems like they're punishing children for being sick. Like when you miss a day, they're like, okay, you know, you're not going to be able to participate in this. And one particular activity that I thought was really silly was having McDonald's with the principal. Now, okay, you could have picked any type of food choice that you wanted but McDonald's. So my child had to stay home for 3 days straight because she had the stomach flu. I'm not gonna send her to school with a stomach flu, point blank period. And I know y'all could probably hear my other baby in the background coughing because she's fucking sick again. Like, it's crazy. But anyways, my fucking five-year-old was so hurt and distraught that she couldn't get McDonald's. Like, I was absolutely disgusted. I'm like, y'all be trying to press this healthy food agenda in these fucking public-ass schools, but then you want to come along and say, oh, if you guys come to school sick and stick it out, you're going to be able to get McDonald's with the principal. And it's like, that's some bullshit. Because y'all so worried about them being sick and missing days and falling behind, but now my five-year-old is crying her eyes out because she missed out on McDonald's. Now she's in the classroom, can't focus because she's so busy thinking about how everybody got to eat McDonald's but her. And I just told her straight up, I'm like, so was I supposed to send you to school with diarrhea running down your leg and you vomiting? Like, it just don't make no sense to me. Like, it's just really ridiculous. And, like, I'm just honestly getting frustrated with the whole public school thing. And I'm honestly about to start looking into some private schools or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I know private schools can be expensive, but they also have scholarships. They have a lot of different things. They have, like, discounted tuition. Like, I'm sure they have stuff like that. And I'm actually about to do some research right now on the topic because I'm just over it. Like, I want my child to go to school where they have their priorities straight, where they have the correct values, where they're not fucking bribing these kids with fast-ass food and the bottom of the barrel fast food at that. Like, don't get me wrong. I'll get me a McDouble here and there. I'll get my baby, you know, some chicken nuggets, you know, like parents, like a lot of parents do. I'm not the only one. But don't come bringing it into schools when y'all supposed to be so healthy. Like, I know I'm rambling right now, but it's just really, that was really like heavy on my mind because I just don't understand it. Like, it just don't make no sense to me. And I'm just over it. Like, I'm really, like, I'm over that school. Like, I'm over all that stuff. Like, I just want to get her into a school where they priorities is going to be straight. And I wanted her to go to this particular school because it's a dual language program and she learns Spanish and English. But it's just getting to the point where I'm over it. I'm just over it. And that brings me to my next thing. Like, I am really seriously thinking about going vegetarian. Like, sometimes when I eat meat, it's not even like I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to eat meat, like, because I don't want to hurt the animals. Like, I don't have a problem, you know, eating meat. But it seemed like when I've been eating meat lately, I just don't feel good. Like, I don't feel good. I don't like it. I just want to, like, pack my body with, like, vegetables and, like, fruits and shit. So, but that's going to be on another podcast, because I'm driving and stuff, and I'm not going to so, if you guys know of any private schools in, like, the South Bay area or the LA area or really anywhere, in those surrounding cities, then you can just feel free to leave me a voice message. And I do listen to my voice messages. I appreciate all my listeners. And that's about it. So if you guys have anything you want to discuss that was similar to the issues that I discussed today, just hit me up and